Barhead. Representatives of the Public School Boards Association of Alberta, PSBAA, called on Pembina Hills School Division trustees to rejoin the organization at their September 28 board meeting, arguing that it was more important than ever to stand together in defense of public education in the wake of comments made during the United Conservative Party leadership race. PSBAA President Dennis McNeil, who is also a trustee for Aspen View Public Schools, pointed to comments made by Danielle Smith, who would go on to win the race as of October 6, as fueling the need for a unified front. As reported by CBC on September 27, Smith has proposed fostering school choice through the adoption of a school voucher system similar to what the U.S. state of Arizona has adopted, where they allow parents to put $7,000 in public funding each year to whatever school program they prefer. Notably, the expansion of that system has been blocked via petitions circulated by public school advocates, who argue that the program siphons money away from underfunded public schools. We need to make sure that public education is strong in this province, and the only way we can do that is by being united and standing together, McNeil said. PSBAA pitch: the UCP leadership race was only one of the topics brought up during the meeting between Pembina Hills trustees and McNeil, who was accompanied by PSBAA Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer Troy Tate. McNeil emphasized repeatedly that the PSBAA was the only association that advocated solely for public education in Alberta, noting that it was formed back in the 1980s in response to the province wanting to revisit the School Act. He noted the organization's membership currently includes 25 of the 42 school boards, which represents, pretty close, to 50% of the student population in Alberta. The Minister of Education has indicated to us that it would be extremely beneficial if all boards were members of the Public School Boards Association, because then it would be representing all the voices of public schools in Alberta, he said. Pembina Hills was once a part of the PSBAA, though it's not clear when the division's membership ended. However, Truckee, who had previously been on the Pembina Hills board about a decade ago prior to his current term, said trustees at the time felt the PSBAA was doubling up on everything done by the Alberta School Boards Association, ASBA. In my mind, it became a repetition, he said, noting the ASBA was also more frequently in contact with the education minister. McNeil argued the PSBAA can advocate on issues the ASBA must stay away from because it only affects a portion of their membership. One example is the so-called 4x4 process of establishing a Catholic school in a community. Noting that it is an extremely complicated process, McNeil said the PSBAA can provide direction to affected school boards. McNeil said the push to establish more private, charter and Catholic schools was shrinking the amount of money available for public schools. We believe that the pie is only so big, and the more pieces you cut it into, the smaller it gets, he said, noting the PSBAA believes the first school in any community should be a public school because they accept all students. But in spite of his staunch defense of public education, McNeil said they have tried to meet with the associations representing Catholic and Francophone schools, believing there are areas of common concern on which they can all work together. We want to establish a good, strong working relationship, he said. Other issues PSBAA advocates for include reducing the 2.4 kilometers limit for students to qualify for busing, providing more resources for mental health, adequate funding for school transportation, and requesting the Auditor General investigate whether charter schools are meeting their mandate. However, he also stressed PSBAA as a member-driven organization, and if Pembina Hills wanted the association to advocate on a specific issue, they need only ask. We take our direction from you, he said. McNeil's presentation also covered the various other services the PSBAA provides to its members, such as really, really cheap professional development, research projects, and the ability to advertise through their website that members are looking for new superintendents and principals. As for the financial aspect of the PSBAA, McNeil said there is a basic annual fee of $4,700 per school board and a supplementary fee based on school enrollment. Given that Pembina Hills had an enrollment of around 6,000 students in 2019 when you include Vista Virtual School, the division would pay total membership fees of around $18,000 to join for a full year. However, he suggested they might be able to get a discount on the first year. In the end, Pembina Hills Board Chair Judy Lefebvre indicated that trustees would revisit the possibility of joining the PSBAA once again at their October 26 meeting. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.